Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 27 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. We live in a generation that's very focused on email. We're constantly sending emails, receiving emails. Can email be Lashon Hara? The Chafetz Chaim writes, Isur zeh shel lashon hara, this prohibition of lashon hara, maligning somebody, beinu mesaper olav befiv mamish, whether you speak about the person, clearly articulating in the normal fashion of conveying information by speech, oshu kosev olav, or even if you would write to somebody about somebody else, through the letter, it's also considered Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Beinu misapro alav Lashon Hara b'derech remez, or if you say it by way of hinting, b'chol gavni b'chla Lashon Hara hu, it's always going to be considered Lashon Hara. So, let's clarify. The word Lashon in Lashon Hara means tongue, speech. And definitely the expression might have been misunderstood to be referring to speech only. Chafetz Chaim informs us that any means of conveying the information is going to be Lashon Hara as well. And his proof is quite obvious, because the way the Torah expresses it is Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha. You should not go tail-bearing in your nation. And the way the Mefarshim understand the word Rachil, in the words of Rashi, Koreitz Be'enov, making motions with one's eyes, Shelo yavinu she'or hashomim, so that other people who are there don't realize that you've just maligned somebody. That's the ultimate shtoch, putting somebody down, that only the people that you wanted realized that you put him down. With a wink, with an expression, you know what I mean. Very crafty. And that's the ultimate rachil, tail-bearing. And certainly, if even a wink or a letter is considered Lashon Hara, it's a violation of Lo Selech Rachil, of conveying information. Certainly, the standard email is going to be included in this prohibition. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, V'da'od, you should also know, Afilu im besoch hagnus shegina gina es atzmo. Even if in the midst of the degrading of the other person, the maligning of the other person, you included yourself, we did the following thing. Afilu hiktim lehisraim al atzmo. Even if he started by saying, I did it, and the other person also did it, but he takes the primary onus of the responsibility for the misdeed, afilu hachi mechlal diletroya lo nafik. Even in such a case, it's included in Lashon Hara. And this too is very, very contemporary, because we live in a society where the virtual reality is quite a free-for-all, an area of self-expression where people let it all hang out. And that is a very vulnerable place for this halacha, because we may think that if I say it about myself, I'm allowed to include somebody else, which simply isn't true. Even speaking Lashon Hara about oneself is a topic that needs to be discussed on some level. It's considered wrong, possibly prohibited. Interesting discussion. But certainly, just because you spoke about yourself, you can't include somebody else. The source, the Chafetz Chaim writes, is the story with Yeshaya, Perek Vav, in which Yeshaya the Navi expresses his dismay, his disappointment that he can't achieve great levels, because Ish Temei Sefasayim Anochi, I am a person of impure lips, Uvesoch Am Temei Sefasayim Anochi Yoshev, and I'm in the midst of a nation of impure lips. And Hashem's response is, Ritzotz Peh She'omar Dilatorya Albonai, punish the mouth that spoke badly about my people. Even though Yeshaya wasn't really trying to say anything bad, and even though he was saying about himself first, but the fact remains, he spoke badly. And clearly Hashem expressed disapproval. And so we have a very contemporary topic over here regarding email, regarding virtual communications, regarding self-disclosure that includes somebody else, besides the questionable issues of disclosing about oneself and that isn't recommended. But certainly, if it includes somebody else, it's included in the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.